All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marcia Caritalian. As I am taking my daughter to school, I decided I wanted to record this because we were having a very interesting conversation simply about an email that her teachers from school got yesterday regarding the school uniform and the school policy. For those of you who do not know, because you're not here in this part of the UK, students wear uniforms. But the problem with the uniforms that we are seeing is there is a lack of respect for the uniform itself and even how the girls especially carry themselves in their uniform, skirts in particular. So here I have seen a lot of girls rolling up their skirts to the highest ends of the heavens where you can actually see, not hypothetically see, or maybe imagine, you can see their underwear. Where, in fact, I have seen students going to school, coming out of their parents' car, whomever's car, and going into the school where you are seeing most of their underwear. Less skirts, more underwear. And so my daughter was talking about the fact that they had this email where they sent it out to the school where teachers are supposed to say, hey, you need to stop rolling up your skirt. And apparently the student's like, okay, once is enough. And then a student whose skirt is high stood up and said, is that okay? And the teacher was like, okay. Now, this is where I have an issue. Because I feel like adults are doing a disservice to students, to children, to young adults, teenagers. You are setting them up for failure. Here is why. You believe that it's just the uniform. It's not a big deal. It's just, you know, it's just, and then some of you have the audacity to say that those of us who think it's inappropriate for girls to wear their skirts so high, that we are the ones that sexualizing these children. And I have a problem with that. I think those of you who have normalized children walking around like this, especially on a school grounds, in front of male teachers, female teachers, and boys, you're the problem. And I've actually spoken to boys about this exact same issue, and many of them are uncomfortable with the height of how short these girls are wearing their skirts, and also the fact that these girls are sitting with their legs high. Their legs shouldn't even be on any tables or on any chairs, but they're sitting where you can actually see their clothes under their skirt or you can see their underwear. And no adult is correcting that. That's a problem. It's a problem. And the fact that you think that this is just the school uniform, and I've heard adults and teachers say that many times in the States and here in the UK, but some of the things I'm observing here in the UK is definitely unique. I have never seen girls just sitting with their legs, and it's normalized like that, to the point where if I correct them, I'm the outsider. I'm the one with the problem because it's so normal to behave like that. When my daughter first came here, one of the first things she was told is, don't be that girl who wears your skirt at the normal length. Make sure you roll it up. Who gives that advice? A person who has been in a system that is normalized girls looking like a certain way to go to school. Now, here's the issue. You're doing a disservice. You're setting students up for failure because school is not just something they go to. This is a phase of their life. And like I've always told my students, school is like a training ground. Everything that's going on in your life right now is significant. It is your life. Your life isn't on pause because you're going to school and this is just, oh, you go there and then you lock out. You clock in and you clock out. You're not clocking in and clocking out of life. All of this matters at this stage, especially at this stage, because in secondary school and high school, sixth form and sixth form colleges, this is where the person becomes who they are going to be. That's why you see a lot of people as adults acting the same way they did when they were in high school. That's who you are. So this is a fundamental stage of life. So for adults to be